This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Jerome Anthony and you're listening to the Revving Up podcast, our weekly podcast where we talk about what's happening in the auto sector. Today we're not going to talk about bikes, we're not going to talk about cars, we're going to talk about the fines and the penalties that you would be paying if you violate any traffic rules. I have Money Control's auto expert Swaraj Bagaukar with me. Hi and welcome to the show, Swaraj.
Hi, Jerome.
He's going to tell us how exactly are the new rules going to affect you. So Swaraj, let's talk about what are the enhancements and the penalties.
Well, as we know, the passage of Motor Vehicle Act 2019 Amendment Act has been a landmark bill as far as the parliament was concerned. So many different kind of new regulations and rules and penalties have come into force. Many states have opposed it openly, but Nitin Gadkari, who is the Minister of Road Transport and Highways, has gone ahead with it and is put his foot down to a lot of extent. So as far as the penalties are concerned, there has been a stupendous rise in them. For example, driving without license, which was the most common penalty that there was there earlier. Mm-hmm. There was a just nominal penalty of 500 rupees earlier.
Right.
Now the penalty has shot up 10 times to 5,000 rupees.
Right.
Similarly, for overspeeding, the penalty has gone up to 1,000, while it was 400 earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Drunken driving, which is the most, again, most one of the most common ones, especially in urban areas.
Mm-hmm.
The penalty was 2,000 rupees, and now the new penalty proposes to be 10,000 rupees.
Right.
Overloading also was something was very significant. Now that's 1,000 rupees extra per passenger, as far as the passenger vehicles are concerned.
Okay.
Then no helmet. That's something that most of the two-wheeler riders have been opposed to, especially in areas like Pune and Bombay. No helmet used to be charged at around 100 rupees.
Right.
It's now come down to 1,000 rupees and disqualification of your license for 3 months.
Right. All right. So the fines indeed have, had a major hike. But states like Gujarat and Maharashtra have come up and said that they are not going to be implementing that, or they're going to reduce the fines.
Right.
Why has that happened, and what's the idea behind it?
Well, Gujarat has said openly that they are not going to implement it, and most surprisingly, Gujarat is also a BJP ruled state.
Exactly.
Even more surprising is Maharashtra, where also there is another BJP government.
Mm-hmm.
As far as we know, Divakar Raute, who is the transport minister of Maharashtra, has written a letter to Gadkari about allowing the state for reducing the fines.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, we have Kerala, who is towing the same line.
Okay.
Telangana, which is also asked for a reduction in fines. So all in all, the fines, yes, they are very steep, but what Gadkari has said that the fines are not to penalize the public, it is to instill fear of law in the hearts of the users. So this is more of a safety measure than anything else, as we see it right now.
All right. Swaraj, what about the other regulations? What about minors, riding vehicles, and are parents going to be penalized for that?
Yes, there has been very strict measures taken by the Act as far as a motor vehicle being ridden or driven by a kid is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Giving your minor child the keys to your car will become a very expensive affair from the start of this month itself.
Mm-hmm.
As per the new law, if the registration of the vehicle is in your name, if your child especially is found to be driving the car or riding the bike, your vehicle registration can be cancelled for a period of 1 year.
Okay.
So that's a very steep one, and once the period of 1 year period is over, you will have to submit a fresh application for a re-registration of the vehicle.
Okay.
And there can be new sections have been added to that penalty.
Okay.
There's a fine of sum of 25,000 rupees and imprisonment of up to 3 years.
Okay.
So these are very, very stringent measures taken by the government.
Yes.
More importantly, if you move on to other regulations, there's always been a question mark on what happens to the good Samaritan who had helped an accident victim. In most cases, those people refuse to put in their names in the hospitals or in the police records.
Mm-hmm.
But the act, the Motor Vehicle Act says that, you know, whoever has come forward to help the, for assistance of the road accident victim, that he will be safeguarded from any harassment from law enforcement and medical officials.
Okay.
This is done to safeguard the, to actually to help the accident victim in the golden hour, which is always the first hour after the accident happens.
Right.
So if you talk about more about the what regulations are there for the Motor Vehicle Act, you know, there is a special fund that has been created wherein all the users of all road users in India can be benefited from that. The fund uses a cashless treatment for road accident victims in the golden hour, as we spoke about. Then compensation for persons injured in a hit and run accident. And compensation for representatives of victims killed in hit and run case. So these are actually the kind of measures that the Motor Vehicle Act has prescribed for.
And this will be something like this is really helpful for you know, an accident victim or in case of a hit and run accident.
More to that, if we talk about the insurance part, you know, earlier the kind of insurance that was paid out to the victim was very, very minuscule. Before the bringing on this act, it was only about 50,000 rupees. And that was the maximum that you one could pay for an accident victim. But now the act is now prescribing for a 5 lakh rupees payment to the person who has been injured or died due to the accident. So insurance and plus insurance firms will have to clear all claims within a period of just 30 days. And the minimum compensation for victims grievously injured in a hit and run case will be also be increased from 12,500 rupees to 50,000 rupees. And again, the compensation increase for a hit and run case has increased from 25,000 to 2 lakh rupees.
Wow, again, pretty helpful there for, you know, accident victims. Now, what about documentation for your driving licenses? I hear Aadhaar is being made mandatory.
Yes, Aadhaar is made mandatory for the DigiLocker, which is an app promoted by the Government of India. There, you can upload your driving license and or your learner's license. But to sync it with the app, you have to key in the Aadhaar card you have, Aadhaar card number you have. And the bill also proposes to a computerized driving test to guard against fake driving license and ill-qualified drivers taking into the roads. Well, if you believe what Gadkari has said in the parliament, around 40% of all driving licenses issued in India are actually fake. That is a big, big number in a vast country like India. So, but that raises the question of how much more quality checks and regulations that we need to bring on to the different RTOs, hundreds of RTOs that we have in India. At the last count we did, all the states put together, we had more than 1,200 RTOs spread all across India.
So that's going to be a major task to sync all of them. So, but are there any advantages, more advantages for vehicle owners, for, you know, transport companies? What's in store for them?
Mostly we've been talking, especially the media has been talking all about the drawbacks of the Motor Vehicle Act, including the states, which have been constantly talking about the high penalties that have been laid on them. But there are some hidden advantages as well into the act. The first of which comes to mind is the vehicle recall system. India being the fifth largest vehicle manufacturer in the world, it did not still have any kind of recall policy, standard recall, official policy anywhere. So, and mostly the, whenever recall, the idea popped up of recall, mostly the consumers had to bear with the vehicle manufacturers. So it was completely in the hands of the vehicle manufacturers to issue a recall. With the bill now becoming an act, so the bill actually allows the government to order a recall if it's deemed that the vehicle in question is a threat to the driver or the end user of the road and is damaging to the environment. And now that was never the case earlier. Most of the time the consumer was taken for a ride. For even for delivering a faulty engine part or a faulty car altogether, there was never an official exchange of the car or even refund of the amount. But this new bill actually clearly stipulates that if at all in the event of a faulty car delivered to you, the car manufacturers, a car manufacturer has to exchange the product to you, give a new car to you, or you can get your full amount refunded. That's also a very crucial one built into that. Apart from that, another advantage of the bill is the Road Safety Board. which proposes a creation of a road safety board that would advise central state governments on all aspects of road safety. Mm-hmm. Promotion of new technology will also come under the gambit of road safety board. Okay. Now, according to Gadkari, there are roughly about 1.5 lakh people deaths on Indian roads every year.
Okay.
This is the highest anywhere in the world.
Wow.
Usually the contractors, consultants, civic agencies, they are not held accountable. We've seen n number of cases of potholes being responsible for the deaths. But moving forward, that should not be the case. Mm-hmm. But again, not all roads come under the central government. There are many roads that are built by the state government as well. It'll be interesting to see how stringently this factor is embedded into the regulations of India.
All right, Swaraj, thank you so much for these insightful views and, informing our listeners about the advantages of the recently unveiled Enhanced Motor Vehicle Act.
Thank you so much for this talk.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
All right, so it's not all bad there. You see, if you have a faulty vehicle, you have a solution. If roads are not good, yes, the people who have constructed those roads will be held accountable. All you need to do is ensure that you're following the rules. Make sure your kids don't get behind the vehicle. Make sure you help an accident victim. There is enhanced insurance in case somebody meets with an accident. So yes, it's not all bad. There is good news there. Just ensure you follow the rules. With that, I wrap this episode of the Revving Up podcast. In case you have any queries and you want to know more about the amended Motor Vehicle Act, please do write to us. And I'm sure Swaraj will be even happier to respond to you. Do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.